Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Good morning, everybody. So we're heading into the weekend, right? And I'm here doing a podcast because I want to make sure that I keep a cadence and a frequency of podcasts for those that rely on it, those that really use it to do their workouts, go driving on the road, use it on trips or whatever. And if you're going on a trip this weekend to somewhere nice and warm, I'm jealous of you. And maybe you can use my podcast to get you right where you need to be mentally and all that good stuff. And if you're going somewhere warm, enjoy every single moment, because we probably have another 2.5-3 months before we can even feel the term warm up here in Maine. It is frigid today. Snow fell down this week, and we're hunkered down. And it's tough. It's a tough go of it sometimes when you get in these moments where we're all stuck in snowy environments and cold weather and all that good stuff. When my wife is a runner and I like to go out walking, and we really can't do so we kind of do things indoors to stay active. So it's tough, but okay. So here we go. So today's coffee talk is pretty simple. It's actually, I was looking online for some good material or good topics to have a conversation around with coffee talk, and I came across an image. And all the image said is a very basic image. It was pretty powerful, but it was basic. So it has a tree in a field, and above the tree it says basically, storms that we go through only cause trees to create strong roots. Okay, so think about that. Right, that's not the exact quote, but that summarizes everything. And so basically what that means is that all the stuff that we go through, all the situations that we're faced with, all of the different things that happen to us only make us stronger. I know you've all heard the term or the phrase or quotes of what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And it's used sometimes in very appropriate situations, and other times it's just kind of thrown out there as just a quote that people use. But if you think about the words, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, and we live in the space of using those words, I think it's really relevant to all of our journeys. Whether you're on a health journey, whether you're on a life journey, whether you're just trying to get through from one day to the next, it's so telling to know that the things that we go through almost are tests of fortitude, patience, just our own human element. How are we getting through the things that we have to get through? And it's interesting because we all think to ourselves, how do I be a better person? Or why can't life be easier? Or, you know, all the different questions that we ask ourselves. And when we look at it, we ask ourselves the big question of, why should I have to go through the things that I have to go through? Why should I have to go through pain and suffering? And I know there's a religious aspect of people saying that, you know, it's certain aspects of life that you have to go through, et cetera, all those things. The way I look at it is this. The things that you go through are only there to season you. Basically, what it is you are going through the things that you have to go through for you to experience a better, more prosperous, fruitful life that matters to you. If you're given everything you want or giving everything you need in life, a lot of times when you're in situations where you're fed with a silver spoon, you don't appreciate all the finite things in life, and you don't appreciate the hard work and the energy that goes into getting to where you have to get to. Or there's other situations where maybe that silver spoon has happened and you don't appreciate the struggle, the things that people go through. There's a reason why we relate to people that have been through the same things that we've been through. There's a reason why people on No Finish Line Nation or on social media that you are find to be your kinship brother or sister or something to the effect of, you connect with people because you know their story and you know that they've been through the same things that you've been through. Your struggle is like their struggle, although not the same, but very similar. And you guys both might have been through the same exact situation or same type of situation that has built character, built fortitude, patience, strength, all these different terms that we use, right? So all the things that you go through are ways of you to build your armor into how you're going to live a long and prosperous life. Now, a lot of people don't look at it that way. A lot of people look at it as situational, right? So one thing happens today, you know, I have to get through it and get past it and be able to keep moving on. And it's more about the strength of just getting through the things that I have to get through. But I look at all these experiences that I've been through and the pain and the suffering that I've gone through in my life of different situations, losing family members, illness, sickness, those kind of things. And when you're going through the things that you have to go through, it only makes you a better person on the back end. And it prepares you for the more of these types of situations that are going to happen in the future. You know, life is not going to stop. It's not going to stop dealing you some bad cards. It's not going to stop testing you and leaning in on you to see if you're strong enough to be able to get through it, but also learn from it. I wrote in the Coffee Talk blog, I kept it pretty simple. What I said was that a lot of times people think of that terminology of storms that pass that build strong roots and what doesn't kill me only makes me stronger as big catastrophic events. So a death in the family or something happening or multiple deaths in the family or whatever, you know, those kind of situations that happen in your life are the big ones, right? Those are the easy ones to identify. But I talked more about the little ones. The small little situations that arise, such as, I don't really want to go to the gym today. Now, I know that that seems so simple and so, I don't know, minute compared to something as catastrophic and big as a event like a death in the family or whatever. But think about it. Here you are going through your life. You are working hard. You're digging in. You're doing everything you can. And you get these little bumps in the road, these little situations that happen, and these little moments in time that you have to see if you can get through the things that you have to get through. And it's a small one when I talk about going to the gym and you don't want to go, right? You worked hard all week. It's Friday. You're about to get off. You want to go to the bar and maybe hang out for a drink or two with your coworkers or whatever. And here you are, making the decision to yourself, I need to go to the gym because I've got a plan and I've got goals and I want to be able to accomplish them, but I don't want to go. I'm fighting like hell that I don't want to go to the gym. Okay? So you're thinking to yourself, do I want to? You're hemming and hawing, you're fighting yourself, you're battling through all the things you have to battle through to get yourself to the place that you need to be that you want to go to the gym. So you go, right? Reluctantly. You get in your vehicle, you go to the gym, you get there, you start working out. You're like, oh man, what frig, it's cold in here. You know, there's a lot of people here. It's crowded. Blech. You're all upset with yourself, right? After the gym happens, what happens when you leave the gym? You feel a euphoric, amazing feeling. Not just because you just got a bunch of endorphins out and you went and did exactly what your body asked it to do and you were, you know, got yourself to a good place and you're feeling like your energy's going, your blood's flowing, your heart rate's up, you're feeling really good about everything that's going on. But even more so, you feel that euphoric feeling because I did it. I accomplished it. I fought through my headspace, the flutters, the monkeys that are going on in my brain that are trying to battle against me every day, that life deals me, and I don't want to deal with it because I'm tired. I was tired. I was exhausted. I didn't want to be there, but you fought through it. And that euphoric feeling isn't only just because you went to the gym, but it's because you went to the gym and you battled through all that stuff you battled through. Okay? So that's the first example that I gave, right? Another one might be, let's say, for instance, you're at work. And although, again, it's not catastrophic, but it's still your journey. It's still the things that happen in your life that are your barriers, your things that impede you from success. So you're sitting there and you're at your desk or you're at your cubicle or whatever at work. And somebody brings in a dozen donuts and a dozen cookies, big, big, fat Mrs. Field cookies that are just like delicious and warm and huge and fat and just wonderful, right? And you smell them. Somebody heats them up. You smell them. You smell everything coming in. And you're sitting here thinking to yourself, man, why do these people keep pushing this food on me? I'm trying to eat healthy here. I'm trying to do the things that I need to do. Yeah, I could have it, but I could count those points or I can count those calories and have it. Yeah, sure. But do I want to? Do I want it to break down my day and me feel like a failure because of it? No, I need to fight through this. And you're battling through this. And this demon in your head is just, you're it's like the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other, right? And you're talking to yourself about this. I've been there. There's a reason I'm sharing this is because I've been that guy. And I've been the one that's battled through those conversations with good and bad. But again, like the gym, you choose not to. You choose to eat whatever it is that you prepped to bring into work. You choose to eat the snacks that you have, your almonds or whatever else that you ate, your fruit, your vegetables, or whatever else that's there. And you get done, and now all the donuts and all the cookies are gone. And now you're feeling a euphoric feeling again, where you're like, yeah, not only did I not do that to ruin my day worth of the tracking and the food that I want to be able to accomplish and the thing, but you overcame adversity. You overcame that food being shoved in your face for a food addict. That's a really difficult thing. But here you are, they're shoving that right in your face and you battled through it and you won. That euphoric feeling is another learning experience. The gym feeling is another learning experience. Tuck those moments away because all those learning experiences are roots in your journey. They're the things that you can lean in on to know that I can do this. I can accomplish the things that I try to set my mind to. Just think about that. You know, we go through all these situations in life where we battle ourselves, we doubt ourselves, we have friends and family that look at us and maybe say, you can't do this, or you won't accomplish this, or even if you hit lifetime, or you hit your weight journey, or your loss journey, or you're at the place you want to be with lifting weights, or whatever, you're at the end, at the apex of what your journey is when it comes to health-related goals. And then you have people that doubt you that might say to yourself, well, you're just going to go back to eating again, aren't you? I mean, like, seriously. Or then you get your pushers even harder. Look at you lost all that weight. Why don't you eat a burger now? Like, seriously, or whatever. All these little things are adversity that life tries to deal you. They're the storms in your way. And you getting through each one of those is monumental, and you should be damn proud of each one of them. Build your roots. Think to yourself, how am I going through this journey? And when I'm successful, how do I tuck those away and take notes? On the other hand, when I'm not as successful, we use those as learnings, don't we? You know, when I dive into four or five slices of pizza on a binge sometime, when I'm like, oh man, you know what, F it, I'm just going to eat this pizza, that's it, I'm just going to, you know, I've been working so hard, I deserve it. And then I eat the pizza, and then afterwards, as you all know, the guilty conscience comes in and rides in on his horse and says, you are a failure, young man. And I say to myself, oh man, you know, what am I doing, man? It ruins my whole week. You know, I'm probably going to gain some weight this week. This really sucks. Why did I do it? Seriously, what's wrong with me? And I go through all of these different things. So on the other hand, take notes of those too. Because even if we fall and we struggle and we're having a hard time with things, those moments also are learning experiences. Those also build your roots. So that way you know that feeling the next time that you are tempted with a item or a food part or whatever that is going to tempt you into making bad decisions. And you can tap into that and lean into those situations and say to yourself, oh man, I shouldn't do it because I felt this way and I don't want to feel that way again. So I need to continue to move forward and I need to go back to making those gym type decisions or those workplace decisions where people brought in donuts and cookies. So the image that I shared meant a lot to me when I read it, because I do believe that although outside of those big, big events that we talk about, every situation that you go through is a storm. And how we get through those storms and how we arm ourselves only does every single day builds a little bit extra plate of armor on our bodies. And every little situation that we come out with, and we come out winning or losing, whatever the situation is a small amount of protection for us to continue to move forward in our lives and be the best version of us that we can be and live a long life. All of us want to live until we're, you know, old and gray, right? And we live a happy life a fulfilled life, one that's filled with great memories and making positive impacts on the world and ourselves and our families and our friends, all those good things. We all want to be there. But if we're not working at it every day and we give up, if the storm breaks you down and you don't learn from it and you don't, and you just want to give up and you just kind of tap out, then that's not worth it for you. Learn how to learn from the storm. Every situation is a learning opportunity. I hope that resonated with you as much as it did me, because I felt as if it's so relevant in our journeys. It's so relevant, whether it's a big situation or a little situation. All these things that are thrown at us are nothing but learning situations and are going to help us for the future. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.